Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the election of a new president and other leaders in South Africa following an agreement by the African National Congress to form a government of national unity with the Democratic Alliance and what this means for Zimbabwe. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the U.S. The debate over the right to an abortion has divided American politics for decades, but 2 years after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, sending that decision back to the 50 states, a new front has opened up. The debate over birth control. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports on the election year battle over contraception and in vitro fertilization.
Voters concerned about abortion rights played a major role in delivering wins to Democrats in the 2022 midterm elections.
We call abortion on demand!
Now, 2 years after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a constitutional right to abortion, Democrats argue reproductive rights are at stake in the 2024 election.
We must confront the ugly truth that women sadly have fewer freedoms than they did just a few years ago.
Democrats brought the Right to Contraception Act up for a vote last week in the U.S. Senate, arguing that nationwide access to birth control is threatened by Republicans.
Many Republicans will say we're being overzealous and that there's no real threat to birth control. Well, they also said we were overreacting when we said Republicans were coming for Roe. They said we were overreacting when we said IVF and the right to build our families and on our own terms.
The act failed to win the 60 votes needed to advance. Republicans argued those protections could force some Americans to violate their belief that some forms of birth control are the same as abortion.
Apparently, Americans are free to live out their deeply held moral and religious beliefs when they don't conflict with Democrats' policy positions.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump announced publicly last month that he would not support a ban on birth control, after his earlier comments seemed to suggest otherwise. Republican senators have put forward their own bill to expand birth control access, arguing Democrats are playing politics in an election year.
From the Senate to the White House, Democrats do not have anything to run on. No agenda that resonates with the American people. So instead, they are fear-mongering in the name of politics.
Voters who say they would only choose a candidate for major office who shares their views on abortion reached a record high, 32% in a Gallup poll released this week. State-level efforts to protect abortion, contraception, and in vitro fertilization could play a major role in driving Democratic voter turnout.
You're seeing in the various states, whether, you know, it's access or limits, on access. So this is not just something that, you know, a few people are deciding, you know, as elected officials. This is a public sentiment and people want to make those, you know, decisions for themselves.
The Biden campaign has made reproductive rights a major focus, with Vice President Kamala Harris becoming the first vice president to visit an abortion clinic earlier this year. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Cervical cancer is the most common cancer among women in the southern African nation of Eswatini, while globally it is the fourth most common cancer. Despite this, a vaccination program in Eswatini that aims to prevent cervical cancer is meeting resistance. Nowu Kanyamusi has more from Manzini in Eswatini.
A vaccination campaign in Eswatini aims to protect schoolgirls against the human papillomavirus, or HPV. The virus can lead to cervical cancer, the most common cancer among women in Eswatini. But experts say the vaccine can prevent most cases of cervical cancer if it is administered before a girl or woman is exposed. Despite this, the vaccination campaign is stirring debates among parents in the Manzini region and elsewhere in the country. Some say the government did not provide enough information when it launched the program in June 2023. Precious Shongwe is a parent and cervical cancer survivor.
I am well versed because I work in the health center, but I still feel like I have other certain questions as much as I support it, especially for other parents, because a lot has been said, a lot of myths that are still ongoing, and parents are not given chance to ask questions. Even the girls are also not given a chance to ask.
The Ministry of Health is running the campaign in partnership with the World Health Organization, WHO, and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, which provides funding for vaccines for children in poor countries. Sisana Mamba, a grandmother and mother, says families in rural areas did not get the information they needed.
I only learned about the vaccination program from the school, and then the following week, I was handed consent forms to fill and sign for our children without adequate education on the matter. Parents like us, especially in rural areas, were left uninformed and signed with a lack of understanding.
But a spokesperson for the Ministry of Health says the government properly informed all communities before the vaccination drive and continues to do so.
We continue to educate communities, we continue to educate parents, and we engage in community dialogues in terms of the importance of taking the HPV vaccine. We also share information through various media platforms. We also use opportunities that we get during outreach, community outreach projects, where we go and give health services.
Cedric Chewa is the president of the Eswatini Schools Committee and the Parents Association.
The government informed head teachers but left parents out. We have many questions that haven't been answered.
As the debate continues over the HPV vaccination, the vaccination campaign continues in a bid to protect young people from HPV and lower the highest rates of cervical cancer in the world. Nobukanya Musi, VOA News, Manzini, Eswatini.
South Africa entered a new political era today as the African National Congress agreed to enter a national unity government with its biggest rival, the Pro-Business Democratic Alliance, and two smaller parties. David Doyle has more.
It is a partnership that was once unthinkable. But on Friday, the African National Congress and its largest rival, the Democratic Alliance, agreed to work together in South Africa's new government of national unity. This is a momentous political shift after 30 years of ANC majority rule. It brings together the one-time liberation movement of Nelson Mandela and a pro-business party that has struggled to shake its image as a defender of white privilege.
The DA has reached agreement.
DA leader John Steenhuisen said the deal made South Africa a better country than it was yesterday. 2 weeks of intensive behind-the-scenes talks have led to this outcome. That's after voters punished the ANC for a checkered record, including high unemployment, a stagnant economy, and rolling power blackouts. Talks came down to the wire, with the new parliament convening on Friday for the first time since the May 29th election. The new government will also feature two smaller parties, the socially conservative Inkatha Freedom Party and the right-wing Patriotic Alliance. Among those not included in government are the radical-left Economic Freedom Fighters and the new MK Party, led by former President Jacob Zuma. A partnership with those parties would have been preferred by some ANC supporters, in a country still processing the legacy of the racist, colonial and apartheid regimes. However, investors had been hoping for an agreement with the DA, because of its free market policies.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa of the ANC party is expected to be elected as our South African president, while African National Congress's Togo Didiza is now the National Assembly Speaker. This comes following reports this morning by SABC News that the African National Congress, Democratic Alliance, Inkatha Freedom Party, and Patriotic Alliance reached a deal to form a government of national unity. This comes days after political parties failed to reach an agreement on who to work with in the ANC's proposed GNU after the May polls failed to produce an outright winner. Yesterday, IFP President Velenkosini Hlabisa said the party will commit to forming a GNU at national level with the ANC and DA. Hlabisa said the party took the decision to be part of the GNU for the sake of South Africa and the country's citizens. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Efi Dlerancube, an analyst working with the National Consumer Rights Association. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good evening.
We also have on the line Mr. Trustin Lovu, Director of SADC Citizens Democracy Society. Welcome to the program, Mr. Lovu.
Thank you very much. Good evening, good morning, depending where you are, and all the listeners.
And we also have Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks to the listeners.
Mr. Ncube, we'll start with you. Parties to the GNU are now confirmed. Can we anticipate any foreign policy changes in South Africa?
Well, thank you very much. It might not be as pronounced as people would expect immediately after the establishment of the new coalition government. The focus is expected to be internally. South Africa is facing a myriad of issues, the lack of service delivery, so many things that people have expectations on. So I don't expect that immediately there are going to be any changes. And also in terms of many places, with the exception of the Middle East and probably on Zimbabwe, all the political parties in South Africa more or less have similar tech. So one would expect that there is going to be a strain with regards to BRICS, with regard to the Palestinian-Israel question, with regard to some of the static issues, particularly on Zimbabwe. That is where friction is expected to arise. But I don't think that it is going to be something that is immediate, particularly given the fact that there is no election in Zimbabwe this year or next year or anytime soon until 2028. So there isn't anything that would be a source of friction when it comes to Zimbabwe. But the ongoing issues in Israel, in Gaza, and so forth are going to be a contentious issue. The relationships with the BRICS are going to be a contentious issue. So from a foreign policy standpoint of view, I don't expect significant changes except that there is going to be disagreements over specific areas that I've highlighted.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ndlovu, what are your thoughts on the new government in view of relations with Zimbabwe in particular?
Oh, well, thank you once more. I think I concur with Mr. Ncube's sentiment so far, what he has just stated. Let's just add that the coalition government is made up of people who hold same views on certain issues like the BRICS and the issue of the Palestinian issue, I mean the Israel Hamas conflict issues. But of course, when it comes to their foreign policy regarding maybe their neighboring countries, like the issue of immigration, and I will see this mixed bag of political parties, like we have the Mackenzie Party, which will fight to do away with all foreigners in this country. You know their stance. But we have a party like the EFF, which will counter that. I think that they will balance. I think there will be no much policy shift from the existing policy, because the country, as a country, they won't like to be seen as the anti-Africans. So I think there will be noise, yes, but they will still maintain the old stance on immigration. And then on the issue of DA, we know that DA represents the white monopoly capital, using the language of politicians in this country. Of course, that will be a bit of a challenge when it comes to the political parties like the EFF and others who are extreme left, who advocate for land issues and the other cardinal points which they raise in their manifestos. But over and above, when it comes to our to Zimbabwe, I don't see much of a policy shift, you know. But of course, the ANC will play that big brother thing between the left and the right, in my view, at this point.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Baba Mkwananzi, yini eli South Africa khona lapho izizalwane zeZimbabwe zihlalisekile na ngezikubonayo lokho okahulumende omutsha lenguquko enkulu likhale lothi kungaba lenguquko enkulu engaba khona na nxa sikhangela ukuhlaliseka kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa kanye lobudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe amabili la.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Asikulindelanga ukuthi kungaba nenguquko mhlawumbe leyo ungayibiza ngesingisi ukuthi e-radical change, ngoba i-ANC yona ngokwayo ihlezi nje ilibandla elingathi ingqondo zipholile ma ikhangela izindaba, izikhangela nge-sense of maturity nokukhangelisisa ukuthi u-affecta njani omakhelwane bayo nobudlelwano bayo namazwe adlelana nayo, ikakhulu nathi isingabe Zimbabwe. Kanti yona i-Democratic Alliance u-Helen Zille seke wazwakalisa ukuthi udaba lwama-documents ulubona ngelihlo lokuthi akunasidingo sokuthi siqale ukutatazeliswa. Kahle kahle bevumele ngengqondo yakhe, ubecabanga ukuthi ngabe amaphepha ayalungiselwa abantu ngoba kudala behlezi lapha e-South Africa. So ngendlela leyo sikubona kungathi kungathembisa ukuthi kungaba nokuzinza in terms of i-policy, and si-expect-ke ukuthi sesingakwazi ukuthi si-communicate-ke nama-stakeholders la amasha, siwabonise nje i-background yodaba lwethu. Sicabanga ukuthi udaba lwethu lungazwisiseka kangcono futhi ngalesi sikhathi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Baba Mkhwananzi. Silethemba lokuthi sizabona kungela nguquko enkulu laphana. Mr. Ncube, coming back to you, what are some of the issues that we can say ANC took into consideration in forming the new government? And what are your views on the allegations by other parties that the ANC has sold out to former colonizers?
Well, that is going to be a position, a very pronounced position over the next coming 5 years. The other part, the political parties, particularly the MK and the EFF, and also others, the smaller political parties, they are going to accuse the ANC of having sold out to the white monopoly capital, as they call it, or to the neo-colonial agenda. Some will go to an extent of saying the ANC has handed over the country back to the apartheid system. Meanwhile, the ANC, on the other hand, is going to be saying, well, we took into account the best interests of the country. The ANC is caught in a catch-22 situation. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Whatever side it chose, it was going to have its own serious political and economic consequences. I have no doubt on that one. If it is done, chosen to work with the DA, it will carry the consequences of being accused of having sold out the revolution, the African liberation agenda. That is going to stick over the next 5 years, and the parties like the MK and the EFF are going to strongly campaign on that agenda. But if it chosen the MK and the EFF on the other hand, there is already so much from the market, the pressure from the market. This particular coalition was a market-decided coalition, if we are to be frank about what is taking place down south. It's one that was detected to South Africa by business. So the ANC, wishing to see economic stability in the country, chose that which big business, the market, local and international, favors. The extent to which it will hold over the next 5 years is subject to question also, whether they have gone with the left or right. It's something, it's a delicate balance. It's not the 1994 where the ANC had the overwhelming majority. You are talking of a party that is hovering around 40%. And at any time, if any of the big parties there that have to cross the 50%, if two of them withdraw, then you have a problem. There is a significant challenge for the ANC to hold this together, but particularly to convince the poor South Africans that this particular coalition is in their best interest. Those that are suffering, those that are yet to realize the liberation agenda, they are going to be questioning this one. And if it doesn't deliver, the ANC will suffer in 2026, will suffer even worse in 2029.
Siyabonga baba Ncube Vandlovu muri kuinzwa nyaya ya uyana vancube apha nyaya yekuti pane kurwisana kwanga kuripo panyaya yekuti votarisa here nyaya yeupfumi kana kuti votarisa zvematongerwo enyika vamwe vakawanda vari kuti izvi zvinogona kuratidza kupera kweANC kuti pasarudzo dzinouya havasi kuzogona kukunda. Imiwo munozviona zvakamira sei izvi? Muri kuona kunge vachagona kubudirira pakusimudzira upfumi zvinogona kuvabatsira kuti vahwine election iri kutevera?
Thank you, Mazvika. Maonero angu ndo akadaisho kuti mukatarisa ANC inogona kuva pa tight, it's true, but ndinoona futi ichigona kuvuya kana ikashanda zvakanaka. The fact that yakakwanisa kubhuma, the outcome ya my elections kubhuma kuti no takakundwa, zvinoratidza kuti induku ufambidzana iri kuda kuidza kufambidzana nezvido zvavanhu neimwe nzira yokuda kuheha kana kuti kukoka vanhu vadzoke kwairi. So chinoitika ndechekuti mukatarisa izvozvo izvi mumaprovinces so far ndandakatarisa kuGauteng yakwanisa kudzorera vanhu fufi, kuKZN yakwanisa kuinfluenza relationship yayo neIFP kuti vaise munhu weIFP. Izvo zviya zviya zvichakonzera kuti vanhu vafarire zvanenge zvichikonewa kweIFP hakuzoafekti ANC. So ANC, you know, iri kushanda ndumai wondera ndiri kuita ini ANC iri kubvuma ma zvinonzi independent of state institutions kuti operate in a democratic society. Saka izvozvo zvokuti bvumire democracy kuti itike ichi accept defeat painenge yakundwa zvinogona kukonzera kuita kuti ANC 29 ya tiri kutaura nezvayo uyezvo zvavanuka vanhu vomusouth africa vanenge vane tarisiro yokuti maparties awa mamwe awa vakapa chance achagona saka zvinofeso zvinongodependa kuti maparties awa achaperforma sei naiyo ANC inenge ichiperforma sei mune mamwe maprovinces but maonero angu ndinoona ANC ichikwanisa kudzoka ndo zvimwe zvatakamboona mukuzambia kuti vachinuva vakambotora asi vakazotorerwa futi maliberation movements ane capacity mamwe acho okudzoka kana akange aibvumira democracy kuti ioparete zvakanaka and kuti vabvumire zvido zvavanhu kuti zviitike so I cannot say kuti ANC is doomed forever I think nzira yainooperata nayo ANC is different from mamwe ma liberation movements and my views ndokuti ko kana tikatarisa mucherechedzo weSouth Africa tokutarisa ne liberation movement yekuZimbabwe yeZANU-PF tinoona musiyano wakanyanyisa chaizvo because ZANU-PF haina yakaita yatinonzi state conflation partisan politics dzaka influenza utongi kana kuti utungamiriri wehurumende unlike munomu tinoona kuti ANC inozarura inobvumira kuti ma state institutions ashande ari independent tinoona zvisva musiyano wacho weANC neZANU-PF eZimbabwe
tinotenda vandlovu nguva ndo dzati manyei vava mukwananzi ngamafichanela pana linga ngena lani lisipe umbono wenu kuti yikwini esingakufunda njengeZimbabwe kukhetho lolu kanye lokwenziweyo ngemva kokhetho ngamafichane
hayi okuqakathekileyo yikho ukunanzelela intando yabantu cabanga ukuthi njengelizwe lakithi kumele likufunde kakhulu lokhu ukuthi kuyavumakala ukuthi abantu bakhethe okunye okuhlukeneyo kunalokho okukhona njengoba i-ANC ilibandla elibusayo ikwamukela ukuthi abantu abayikhethanga nakhona nje ingasazange ihlukane namandla ngokuyakhetha ukuthi iye ibambisane neqembu elingaqondani nayo ideologically kodwa ibisikwamukele akuzange kube nokudlwangudlwangu ngenxa yokuthi yona kayinqobanga ngokupheleleyo okunemajority
hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba mkhwananzi ngombono weni laphana ngithathe leli thuba ukuthi hayi ngilibonge lonke ukuthi lingenele kuhlelo isikhathi sethu yiso esigijimile asenelisa ngokuthi njalo senelisa ukuthatha abafonayo labo ukuthi bangene kuhlelo kodwa okanamhlanje hayi sichaye kwazwela sihlangana njalo ngeviki ezayo that brings us to the end of our show we would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests Mr. F. Dlela Ncube, Mr. Trust Ndlovu and Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.